The Man in the Iron Mask. Suggested from the story by Alexander Dumas, written for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. At last, the ceremonious wedding draws to a close. King Louis XIV is now married to the Infanta Maria Theresa of Spain. But little do the French populace realize that there are many undercurrents behind the scenes in this elaborate wedding. For Maria Theresa, when the banquet is over, sees a complete change in the man whom she believed she was in love with. She does not realize, of course, that in their room she is talking with Louis and not his twin brother Edmund. So horrible is Louis that she runs from him to her own bedchamber and slams the great gilt door shut and locks it. Louis strikes his fists against the door and calls her a Spanish spitfire. A spitfire whom he will tame.
Do you hear that, you little wildcat? I'll save you, just you wait and see. Well, even now, break this door down. I'll prove to you that I'm master, that I'm king of all I surveying. Are you going to open the door? Open the door! Well, who's that?
Oh, you, Letelier.
Your Majesty, I heard your voice raised. What's happened?
It's that little cat in there, showing her claws, spitting and biting.
Open the door, do you hear?
Your Majesty, the whole palace will hear.
Ah, she hates me. If you'd seen the look on her face. Hates me, the King of France, or the Roi Soleil, the Sun King. How dare she?
You must calm down, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, it isn't worthwhile upsetting yourself in this way. You don't care for Maria Theresa.
Of course I don't care for her. I don't care what happens to her.
Then, Your Majesty, why upset yourself? If you'll pardon my saying so, you've had just a little too much wine. Perhaps if you lie down for a while.
Oh, my head is aches. So.
Then why not rest?
Rest? Rest. Yes, that's what I need. Rest and peace. I'm not a happy man, Letelier. With everything I have, with everything I earn, I think I'm the unhappiest man in France.
Oh, Your Majesty.
My lovely Maria up there in the country, the only thing I've ever wanted in this world, and she'll wed herself to the church. Oh, Letelier, what does one do to obtain happiness? What is this elixir of life? What is this elixir of life?
Sleep, Your Majesty. Perhaps in your sober moments you'll deal with the Spanish wildcat.
Come in. Oh, Louisa. Louisa.
Your Highness. Or should I say Your Majesty now?
Oh, Louisa, I am so glad to see you.
Your rang. I was amazed. I thought not to hear from you all day.
Louisa, he's there. In the other room.
The king?
Yes, and he's horrible and leering. Just like he was when once before you saw him in his cups. Oh, Louisa, I'm so frightened. Stay with me, Louisa.
But Your Majesty, if he should come in. If he should order me away.
Yeah, I've locked the door. He tried to force it from the other side. He threatened to smash it through. I thought perhaps if he saw you here. Oh, Louisa, what am I to do? So far away from home, from my father, from all the people who love me. And now I am shut up with this hateful man.
But I do not understand. You said you loved him, Your Majesty.
I know. Something is happening to me, Louisa. Perhaps I'm going crazy. But there was one day, one bright, beautiful day, when I really thought I loved Louis. But somehow the man who belonged to that day is gone once again. The man is lost, and only the beast remains. Oh, Louisa, pray for me. Mine is to be a terrible existence from this day forward.
Cardinal Mazarin. Good afternoon to you, Your Majesty.
Well, Cardinal, what do you want?
On such a happy occasion as this, the first week of your marriage, I wouldn't normally dare to disturb Your Majesty. But certain important matters of state have arisen. The bill to increase the taxes on the peasants, it needs your signature.
Well, where is it? Where is it? Let me sign it and then leave me alone.
Your Majesty seems a little unwell today.
Unwell? That's good. Unwell, huh?
If you would give the royal assent here... Oh, but first, perhaps I should read the contents of the bill.
No. I leave everything to you. There.
Thank you, Your Majesty. The Queen, I trust she is well.
I haven't seen the Queen.
You haven't seen her?
No.
But you married her 2 days ago. Is Her Majesty indisposed?
I don't know, and I don't care. And don't ask me any more questions. Just let me alone.
Once again, I apologize for intruding upon such a happy occasion. I beg leave to withdraw, Your Majesty.
Letteria! Letteria!
Your Majesty?
Come here.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I can't stand it any longer. 2 days married, and Miss Virago keeps herself locked in her room. Not that I care, not that that matters to me, but I feel a fury at life itself that one person can be allowed to so fragrant in her behavior.
She is the Queen, Your Majesty.
Yes, yes, I know she is, but this is what I want to tell you, Letellia. I am going away.
Going away?
Yes. There's nothing to keep me here. The Cardinal just apologized for having encroached upon my nuptial week, so he'll not bother me any further. I'm going back to the country.
You mean to the Cardinal's niece?
Yes. I've been thinking of her all this day. As soon as he enters the church, she'll be lost to me forever. I may never see her again. And yet I fear that I must die if I don't catch one more glimpse of a lovely face. I must go, Letellia. Go and tell my brother.
You want him to take your place as usual?
Yes, it'll be a simple matter this time. All he has to do is to keep to the private bedchamber and sitting room. Everybody will believe that I wish to remain undisturbed because this is my nuptial week.
But what of the Queen? Her rooms, too, belong to this suite and...
Oh, the Queen. I don't think the Queen will bother him. That door has remained bolted ever since the wedding night. Indeed, he'd need to be a man of miracles to come face to face with the Queen while I am away. Now, look, make arrangements, Letellia. I want to leave at midday.
Yes, Papa?
Oh, there you are. Ah, Marguerite, you never forget, do you?
No, Papa. One night he will come. He will turn his horse at the bend in the road, and he will see the lamp in the window.
A bright lamp, an outward token of the brightness that burns inside you.
When I was young, I used to dream of true love. I used to lie in your meadows and look up at the sky. I used to watch those fleecy clouds racing by. And I would dream of a Prince Charming who would one day lie beside me, looking up at that same sky. Ah, how right I was when I believed that dream would come true. But how wrong I was when I thought that we would live happily ever after.
Why, Marguerite, this is the first time you begin to lose faith.
Oh, I know, Papa. But sometimes there is a great fear here inside me. You see, Edmund is a prisoner. He's in the dungeons at the Bastille. I know the Bastille. I know how easy it is for people to go down in those dungeons and to never come up again. A living death. Oh, Papa, what has Edmund done that he should be treated in this way?
Edmund Machiari is a highly respected man. I don't know why he's there, Marguerite, but I truly believe that he's either being wrongfully accused or he's taking the blame on somebody else's behalf.
That would be like Edmund. Self-sacrificing. Ready to help others.
And yet, with a will of iron. If he promised he would come to you, he will, Margaret. You don't burn your lamp in vain. Perhaps he might come even tonight.
Tonight? Oh, don't, Father, don't quicken my pulses. Don't make my heart race. What it does at the very thought of it. And with the rising of the sun, the disappointment if he didn't come would be more than I could bear.
Good day to you, Monsieur Marchiali. I have good news for you. You're to lead a life of luxury once again.
What do you mean?
The king is planning another visit to the country. You're to take his place in his private suite.
In his private suite? But what of the queen?
The queen will not bother you. She is not on good terms with the king, and she keeps to her rooms, and the door is locked between them. Pull your cowl over your face and come with me now.
Just a moment.
Yes?
The king made a bargain with me. He promised to send me to an island. He also promised that I might bring across to that island a certain young lady whom I wish to marry. He has not made good his promise, Letellier.
That is between you and the king.
Maybe so. But because he has broken that promise, there's no need for me to carry out my part of the bargain. I shall not take his place today or any other day.
What?
I think you heard what I said.
Marchiali, do you know what this means?
Yes, it means death. Now, I think I would be better dead, Letellier, since I cannot be with the one I love most in this world.
But that can be arranged.
No, not on the terms the king wants. Go back to him. Tell him I refuse to go on with this masquerade. And tell him this. I am waiting for his executioner.
Here is defiance and a despondency that can only be understood because of Edmund's great love for his Marguerite. Perhaps there is fear, too. Fear that Louis may discover the whereabouts of this Marguerite, for Louis was curious. Will Edmund Marchiali go to his death? Make sure you hear the next exciting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.